I just wanted to take a moment to talk to you about Robinhood. Robinhood is an investment app that allows you to trade stocks and ETFs without any fees. And as you know, in the gig economy, we hate fees. That is why I'm excited to share with you a special offer from Robinhood. By clicking on the link in the show notes, you will get a free stock such as Ford, Apple, or Facebook from Robinhood just by signing up today. What's up, guys? This is Corey, and I'm back with another one. Just wanted to get the next episode of the Gig Essentials podcast going. And today, I wanted to talk about the myth or the thought process that being in the gig economy prevents you from doing the normal things that a 9-to-5 allows you to do. And what I mean by the normal things, I'm talking about allows you to get health insurance, retirement savings, save money, take time off. Those things that people say, oh, because you're in a gig economy, those things aren't available to you. And I just want to break down those things little by little just so that we can kind of dispel those myths. Now, some of you guys, some of you guys who have been in the gig economy for some period of time, you already kind of know how to move and how to function in this aspect. But some may be taking advantage of some of the benefits, but not everything. So let's go ahead and start talking about some of these advantages that you can take advantage of and where you can use a good resource. So let's start here. We're going to kind of go through, we'll say, quote unquote, a new employee orientation where you're getting all your information. So you're in the gig economy, and generally when you get with any job, one of your first questions are about benefits. And the reason why is because obviously health insurance is something that can mess up whether you can continue working. So let's go ahead and look at benefits. Most platforms, now there's always the healthcare.gov. Now this would be something that you would use if you don't have benefits from a 9-to-5, you're solely doing a gig economy, or you're working part-time with a job that doesn't offer benefits. So there's the option of healthcare.gov where you can sign up and get on their marketplace for health insurance. That's always an option for you. But then also, many of the platforms will provide you access to a group benefit, meaning that they have negotiated pricing, they've negotiated access for anyone who is using their platform to take advantage of their benefits. Now, this is important because a lot of times with the group programs, you can actually save money over getting an individual program through like a healthcare.gov or just going to get an individual healthcare insurance program. Your mileage may vary. This is definitely something where it's no slam dunk as to how comprehensive the benefits will be. Now, I kind of go back on that by saying a lot of benefit programs right now, whether you're an employee or not, are not very comprehensive anyway. That's just kind of the way the tide is moving. A lot of companies do not want to invest money into healthcare, and it is affecting their bottom line, so they're not providing the benefits in the same manner. So definitely, if you get with any platform and you know that you're going to need benefits, one of the first things you need to do is go ahead and check out to see what benefits these companies offer. Now, a lot of the platforms, they use a company called Stride in order to offer benefits, but check with whatever platform you're on, see if they offer a group benefit program. Now, also with benefits, some companies may give you like an additional insurance policy, a different life insurance policy. I would just say get your own. Sometimes you can get these policies that are more comprehensive for cheaper, and you're not kind of attached to the company Getting these things are always important with the economy because your way that you make money is different from a traditional employee because you are the business. If you can't go to make a delivery or drive or whatever the case may be, there is no more business. So you definitely need to protect yourself and your assets when it comes to this. The next thing I will say that you really need to focus on is saving for retirement. Now this kind of gets interesting because saving for retirement is something where we talked about in previous podcasts where we talk about just getting like an individual retirement account or individual retirement account or Roth retirement account. We kind of go through some of those things, but those options are available to you. Now there's a ton of apps out there that I believe are just as comprehensive as any major broker. I personally am a big fan of Robinhood. If you listen to my podcast, you always listen to a spot that will give you a free stock and get started with Robinhood. Now, the one thing with Robinhood is a individual account. It's not a retirement account. So the money is contributed after tax. There is a company called M1 Finance. It's an app, and I've actually been doing some research on them, and they actually pretty much allow you to create your own bundle. They allow you to create essentially your own bundle of stocks, and they do retirement accounts, and I like how they're set up. I'm actually getting ready to move some of my funds from another account over to them. If you feel more comfortable, you can obviously always most financial institutions have a investment arm. You can use your bank's investment arm in order to use those stocks. I like buying individual stocks. That is an endorsement that I like doing. I know a lot of people will tell you to just buy the market or buy a ETF or something. Because I am younger, relatively younger, it's still a time where, investing in individual stocks will probably give me my highest returns. Now, that's something that I didn't just come at with, hey, I want to buy individual stocks. What I did is I'm a huge listener of The Motley Fool and their podcast, and I look at their concepts for investment, and that's where I've kind of built how I like to invest. So that's something that I would encourage you to do, because if you're not putting money aside for major expense, for retirement, then it's going to force you to have to work longer. And that's going to be the thing that's going to pull you out of the gig economy. I talk to a lot of people where they are successful in the gig economy and they are doing just fine. But the thing that always pulls them away from the gig economy is the fact that they're missing those little benefits that you get from work. And so I really think that planning for your retirement is something that is crucial, because you have your contributions adding up, but then you have your gains in the market. And it's something about looking at an account it's something about going in and seeing an account that you've been putting maybe $20, $25 towards every pay period and seeing that that has increased to this higher amount. What I would do is I would try to put about 3% as a minimum aside every week in order to into one of these accounts. So if you're making $1,000 a week, $30 a week, and put that in there, and don't, if you're going to invest it yourself, then obviously you need to look at different investment options. If it's just what I would do is I would put the cash aside, and then every you know, month, 2 months, 3 months invested into different holdings and don't look at it every day because, yes, it is going to go up. Yes, it's going to go down. Yes, there's going to be that potential of losing money, but it's going to grow and is going to surprise you where it is later. I like to contribute to both before and after tax accounts just because I like investing. So the after tax ones accounts, I know that if I turn around and if I am in an emergency and need money and it's something that it can't be avoided, I know I can use that. It's almost like a savings account. Although I will say this without taking a breath, do not use an investment account as a savings account. That is a personal financial decision that I do. I have a separate savings account, but this is like an extra savings account for me. So your mileage may vary. Find your comfort zone. Listen to professionals. Like I will always mention a Motley Fool. Some of the other people that are in the financial services industry, I'm not a huge fan of, only because they make their money by selling advice. So they give you some advice for free, but the advice that you probably really need is going to cost you money. And if you are truly concerned about people's financial well-being, I think that information you should be willing to share. Now, if you want to say you're going to hold out on, now, if you're giving me information, but you're going to say, you know, here's my top five stock picks and you have to pay for that, that's something different. But if you're telling me a philosophy, a way of investing, that shouldn't cost me additional money or shouldn't be behind a paywall. So that's my belief on that. Moving on to days off, you know my thought process on days off. I'm a huge person to believe that days off are not only necessary but mandatory. In the last video, we talked about how creating a baseline and taking part of a day that is a busy day and using that as a day off. I am 100% in belief that you should not only schedule days off, but it should be part of your week. Now, this taking days off is part of learning your area, because if you learn your area to the point where you know where you can make money, where if you had a bad day on Monday, I mean, let's say it had a bad day on a Thursday, you know where you can make extra money on Friday or what shift you can work on Friday, whatever the case may be, then taking a day off is not a trivial thing. Taking a day off is something that you can do without any headache, without any anxiety. You can just take the day. Now, and the other thing is, and I would always say this, when you take a day off, don't go looking in the different apps to see how busy they are and stuff like that. It's just going to, you'll find yourself on your day off jumping in your car to go make a delivery or to go make, because they're surging, or go make, take a ride. Just take the day, rejuvenate yourself, refresh yourself. And once you do that, you're pretty much at the full package of what a company's going to give you. The other thing that I would say is huge, and we're going to talk about this on the next podcast, is tracking expenses, because tracking expenses are a major thing. I know it's already into February, so some of you guys are either behind the gun or you need something. And so I'm going to actually talk about the service that I use in tracking expenses and how to use it and why it's beneficial. Then I'm going to loop back around and we're going to talk about how I use the Robinhood app, because like I said, I think it's a fee-free investment platform. And so anything that's free, I like to bring to you guys because I think that it is beneficial, but also it doesn't cost you money to participate. So that's just about it for this episode. Before we go, I just want to, and this is kind of a, it's not a full episode, but I just wanted to mention this. And it's something that I get, it's probably the number one thing that people reach out to me about. Paying for usage on a platform or paying for background checks on a platform. And I know this doesn't have anything to do with our previous topic, but I think it's important. So I'll tell you a situation. You know, I'm against paying for any kind of access on a platform. The pay that you're going to get from me is when the job pays $100 and you give me $80. That's the payment. You're making money off of me. So, and background checks, I already know that most of the companies use the same company. So all they're doing is using a database that they already have access to in order to look at, see what other companies already did that background check. And so I saw a platform and I was actually interested in doing it. I'll tell you, the name of the platform is Handy. They do a lot of work with Walmart. So like if you go on Walmart and you buy a TV, you'll see a little tag that says, get this installed by Handy. So I'm like, let me check it out, see if it's worth anything. And so I was signing up. Everything went fine. And then it comes to the background check. And they wanted to charge $7 for a background check. Now, again, I am opposed to paying for a background check. But I said $7, not so bad. And so I just yelled it over to my wife, and I'm like, you think I should pay for it? You know I don't like to pay for these things. And she said, go check out the ratings on the App Store. And so I said, I don't think that's really going to do anything. And so I went ahead and I checked the ratings anyway. And the ratings for this service are so awful that for the majority, anybody who's ever used the service, this was the only time they were ever going to use the service. So I am again going to reiterate paying for a background check. Now, if it's something where you feel as if you can make your money up in one job and it's a platform that's getting great reviews, then that's one thing. But for you to just kind of arbitrarily spend your money that you've earned on another platform or something else to do this, I am further against doing it, because I would have paid the $7. I would have jumped on a platform and saw that everybody hates the platform, and I would have just spent $7 I would have never made back. So that's my two cents about that. It's not a good overall thing, I believe. You may have different experiences, but I just don't like it. So that's it. I want to cut it short. I don't want to get over that 20-minute mark. But until the next one, peace.